Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez in studio, Mr. Scott Wolf. How are you, man?
I'm great, man. Always good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. The Night Shift back on NBC. We are midway through season four. What's in store for your character? He's going through some stuff, huh?
Yeah, man. He's going through it. You know, when we left last season, he was just kind of off balance more than he'd ever been in his life. And when we first met him in season one, very much a controlled... my way or the highway kind of guy, supremely in control, and felt powerful in the OR. Mm-hmm. And as he started to like get involved in romantic relationships and want to be part of this team, there was a horrible accident that happened at the end of season two where he paralyzed a kid. So all these things just kind of mushed him up a bit.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, put him in a space where he felt as out of control in his life as he ever had. And so when we pick up season four, we see a guy who's wanting to just kind of clear all the debris away and get back focused to who he used to be. Right. And in the episode that aired last week, he had this opportunity to really grab the reins of his life again. And now, with this week's episode, he's way more... it's interesting because all these other characters at various points have kind of dipped into some kind of titillating romantic stuff. He's been in relationship stuff, but this week he has his first Tinder experience.
There you go. He's a swiper.
And swiper, no swiping.
Yeah.
You know? This is an entirely different swiper.
That's the swiping that we know about. Well, that's kind of fun that you get to mix it up like that.
Yeah, and it makes for, you know, being the fact that it's a hospital show, it turns into his Tinder date does not go as planned.
Right,
and
of course not.
It becomes, he becomes less Tinder date and more doctor again.
Speaking of which, there's an episode dedicated to the military and veterans, right? That's cool.
Yeah, it's always been a huge part of the show and something we're all really proud of. You know, from the beginning, the show was built around these. A lot of the doctors were medics in the Army and served overseas.
Right. Because this is a real hospital, right, in San Antonio,
Texas. It's based on a real hospital in San Antonio, Texas. And the kind of hospital where it was described to me when I first joined the show. You know, when this awful thing happened in Boston, there was that bombing at the marathon, there was something like 40 Trauma One hospitals within like 2 or 3 square miles.
Hmm.
In this hospital that it's based on, it's the only hospital of its kind in like 30 counties.
Wow.
And so the amount of area it covers and the amount of people they're looking after is massive. And so that's the nature of the show. It's just like... you know,
chaotic. But they got to do something about that, huh?
Well, yeah.
Like San Antonio. My gosh.
I know. But it's
take a page out of Boston's book.
I know, and get some more. But you know,
more
it's
down there
without. I mean, I guess it's, you know, the nature of the way people are spread out in different parts of the country,
because it's a big space,
a massive space.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So the way this show attends to stories of veterans and their circumstances, not just, you know, from the beginning, it's been talked about what it's like for guys who served overseas, lived those experiences to try and reintegrate back into life stateside. This year it delves even deeper into, you know, there's stories there's a massive story where TC, the lead character, is still over in Syria. But when he comes back home, there's an episode that's devoted entirely to veterans, to the point where aside from the core cast, all the guest cast are all veterans.
Oh, that's cool.
And the hospital starts to kind of morph a little bit with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And so we deal with stories about how important the work is that the VA is doing, how it can get overtaxed at times, and in our particular story,
right,
this hospital starts to kind of blend itself with the VA, take on a lot of their caseload. And as we move into the end of the season, like kind of becoming a training facility for Army medics.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know that there's anything more important in our society than looking after the people that serve for all of us.
Absolutely.
And so to be a part of a show that is telling those stories and taking them as seriously as we do is something we're all super proud of.
Well, you know, testament to you guys going four seasons now. They're just not handing out four seasons to any shows. But I want to talk about Party of Five real quick, because you see all these shows like Full House and Gilmore Girls getting the reboot recently. And I know you guys are on Netflix, which is introduced to yet another audience. But would you be open to playing Bailey again if they could figure it out with a schedule?
Oh, man. You know, for years we've been asked this question, you know, would we ever do some kind of reboot? And I think most of us, the knee-jerk reaction has been, we told that story and you know, I don't know that any of us think we'd be inclined to jump back into it. But as I've talked about it more and more and more, you know, you realize there is something. I mean, we spent 6 years playing those characters. And so there's a really deep connection that I've always felt to that character. And, you know, I went down a rabbit hole recently, because when I knew it was streaming and on Netflix now, I was like, oh, I didn't know it was available that way. I hadn't seen episodes in years. And I was in Albuquerque shooting and
had some downtime.
I was like, let me go check out an episode. And I don't even know how many hours later.
Four seasons later.
And it's still, you know, it's kind of like watching home movies in a way. And it was a really emotional experience. And so, you know, look, you know what I'll say? If Matthew Fox does it, I'll do it.
Hey, I was speaking with Bob Saget the other day, and he's really
having a blast.
Yeah. So we told him and Stamos and those guys by the way, like yourself, have aged all really well. All those guys in Coulier, who was just in, those guys look great. They've aged really well.
So
they're having fun. They were pretty clever about the premise, and you know, and it's working. It's doing really well over there.
Yeah,
like, so you know, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I was talking about it earlier today, and someone said, like, you know, Party of 30, like if everyone like had kids or families of their own.
There's the clever reboot. I mean, you know, Saved by the Bell, they've been trying to talk to me about certain reboots and stuff. I will continue to fail in high school.
More important.
That's right.
Part of the kid. You're 40 years old, still in high school. That'd be awesome.
Career student. That'd be
awesome.
Could
we get you back for Saved by the Bell?
That's right.
Yeah,
man. Fun fact. I remember when I first saw you on Saved by the Bell. You had your Max t-shirt. I'm like, who's this kid that looks like a young Tom Cruise? Because I always thought, nicest guy, remains the nicest guy, Scott Wolf. So I was always happy for
very kind of you, man.
Yeah.
If you do a reboot, I will come work at the Max.
Yes! I'm going to hold you to that. That's awesome. All right, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yep.
Current song obsession.
Ooh. Oh. Hang on. Hang on. It's this isn't quick at all. But it's
it never is. It's fine.
But it's but I Shazammed it. Is it still there? Oh wait, my Shazam. Yeah, it's In the Name of Love. You know that
the by the Supremes.
It's
or is there a new In the Name of Love?
I was gonna play it, but I
that's fine.
Oh yeah, Okay, there you go. I didn't know that was the title of it.
That's it.
That's the title. Okay, I got that. That's a good one. All right.
It's Bebe Rexha and Martin Garrix.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Guilty pleasure TV show.
Guilty pleasure TV show. I'm gonna say Watch What Happens Live.
Okay. Really? I'm gonna assume because of the wife you just got.
Yeah.
Right?
I usually like I rubberneck it, but I'm a big fan of Andy's. And I loved going and doing that show with him. I see a lot of like housewives from all over the place.
Right. She's Bravo's. That's what my house is, either Bravo or Disney Channel.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly all I get.
Exactly.
That's Lopez there. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush. You know what? Christy McNichol.
Oh, you're going old school. Wait, was way she Bad News Bear? No. Was that Bad
She
Bear?
Was, I think. No, that was
that same era though.
Yeah,
Christy McNichol. I know Christy McNichol, but what's the thing you can put?
That was that Tatum O'Neal was Bad News Bears.
I think it was Tatum O'Neal,
right?
I think it was, but it's that same era.
Yeah, I also had a crush on Blair from Facts of Life.
Okay,
yeah,
Lisa Welchel.
Hey,
you like that one? Coming back. What are you having as your last meal ever?
And Marsha Brady. Sorry.
Marsha Brady. You're a squad.
Squad. Last meal ever is going to be, I love shellfish.
So why?
You do? I'm going lobster.
Okay.
Lobster, French fries, and just a full jar of mayonnaise if it's my last meal ever.
All right. Get some bread up in there. You're good to go
Some bread.
Least favorite word or phrase?
Ooh. Hate. Is my least favorite word. It's forbidden in my home.
It's good with the kids around. Last one, time travel destination.
Oh, I would travel forward to the place where I die and then I'd never go there.
Ooh, that's a good answer. I haven't heard that one. Ooh, wow. Yeah, it's real deep.
That might be the best answer we've ever gotten.
I want to go to Italy. Nah, we're good.
Never go to Italy. You guys have fun.
Yeah. All right. On that heavy note, The Night Shift airs Thursdays on NBC.
Should we say something funny before we go?
No, that's fine. That's funny. Right. That's funny right there. But The Night Shift airs Thursdays, NBC. You can follow him on Twitter, at Scott Wolf. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks, brother. Good to see you.
On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.